And this is sent from a woman. She said, why do men love bomb then ghost? I'm sure you can speak on this.
Damn, that okay, that could be that, you go so many ways with that, matter of fact. Like, maybe you're not the woman that he thought you were.
Ooh, okay.
When he first met you, and then okay. when he started to get more, when he started to get to learn more about you,
okay,
he started to second guess it, and he's like, "Oh wait, no, let me. I'm putting in way too much.
Take a step back.
Yeah, like okay. I was trying to position this like for her to be wifey, but I'm not really seeing wifey quality. So let me take that step back. So instead of like saying something to her to offend her, it's just like I'm gonna just take a step back.
So that he just. You don't want to say too much. You just ghost it.
Yeah, that's it. Like, oh, no, she's not really showing me what I need.
Yeah, I think a lot of men do that. I think a lot of men also do this, which is very toxic.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we given the men's secrets, you know.
Of course.
I think a lot of men say what a woman wants to hear in the beginning because they got a goal in mind. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? My goal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they love bombing them. They're saying all the things they want to hear. And then they get it. And they're like, all right, I got it. Mission accomplished.
Ooh.
I'm out. Which is very toxic.
That's another.
It's very toxic. But yeah. It does happen. And I think that's a reason women get confused because men show so much love at the beginning and go out their way and do all these things they normally wouldn't do.
Yeah.
You know, they always say, like, keep dating your partner, continue dating your partner.
That is true.
So,
that is
true. Build them up on this roller coaster and then boom, ghost them.
Build them all the way up here and then pull the rug right up from underneath them. Bah!
Welcome to the show. Can I ride with y'all?
Oh, what's good? Welcome back to Can I Vibe with y'all?
What's good?
Listen. We jumping right to it. We just talked about the things men don't understand about women. Now we're going to flip it. We're going to talk about the things women don't understand about men.
Oop, listen up.
This episode, we're going to talk about guy code.
Yes.
And you're about to hear men's secrets coming from men.
Oop.
We can attest to these, all right?
Yeah, exposing.
We exposing.
Yes.
So we'll start Reddit. We'll go down this list. So name something women don't understand about men.
We are truly as simple as you think with just as deep of emotional range as you. Okay. We are truly as simple as you think.
Men are simple.
It's just.
Are you
with
simple?
With just as deep of emotional range as you. Okay. Am I emotional?
Are you simple?
Am I simple? Yes. Because I'm a routine man. I'm very, very, very routine. I'm very predictable.
I think most men are simple because, like, we just...
Yeah, I like things simple. I don't need my life to be chaotic. Then I'm stressed. I don't like that. Like, I need to know, what am I doing? What's my next day?
I think the second part was worded perfectly, too.
Emotional
he range said,
as you.
Emotional range. I think men do have the same emotional range as women. We just don't express it.
I like that. That was very well put. Yes.
Because, that's how they worded it. Because, like, we're capable of expressing our emotions. We just don't do it to the same extent as women.
Like, I'm capable of crying. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't do
and
it.
And there's some men who express more than other men. But as a whole, most men don't express their emotions as much as women.
That's facts.
But we do have emotions. Like, any man who tells you, oh, I don't care. I have no emotions. Blah, blah, blah.
They cap. Yeah, that is true. Some men are more emotional. You know, they kind of categorize them as horoscopes. But,
I think we just, I don't know. You know, like, women might, they might have a girl's night and sit and drink wine with a group of 8 women and talk about their emotions. Like, men don't, we don't do that as much.
No.
We could.
Yeah, we could. We just choose not to.
Invite the boys over, drink some wine.
Hey, how's life, bro? It's good, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's more so like women get more into detail about their emotions. Like they will give every little detail about what's wrong, where we might just be like, yeah, this happened, but I'm good.
Yeah, true.
It's like in our head, we're like, you know, I'm down right now, but I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah,
women might be like, oh my God, this happened and this happened and this was supposed to go this way and this was supposed to go this way.
We were supposed to be forever. We broke up within 2 weeks. What the hell happened?
I guess that's where we're different, though.
Yeah. Because we, like, internalize everything.
Yeah, but it's not good, to be honest.
You can't build it. You can't let it, like, build up.
Mm-mm. Next one. Men are not mind readers.
Woo! Come here. Let me see what you're thinking. What are you thinking?
How dare you not know what I want to eat today?
Oh, my God. My bad. I didn't know what you wanted to eat.
You didn't know I was hungry?
No, I didn't.
Well, I'm hungry. What are we eating?
I did not know you were
on are we eating?
I did not know you were on your period. I'm sorry.
Well, now I'm hungry.
Okay. All right. So what would you like?
I don't know. You pick. I'm hungry. Do you not know me?
Wait, I know you.
Do you not know your girl?
I know.
Do you not know me?
Okay, you told me your favorite thing was French fries.
I don't want French fries today.
Oh, okay, so they're not your favorite. Okay, all right.
Damn. Why would you think I want French fries today?
Because that's your favorite thing.
I had French fries 2 days ago. I don't want French fries today.
What does that got? Okay, you want ice cream? Okay.
Do you not care about my health?
You will never be right, bro. Oh, you will never be right. I swear. But being a mind reader, yes, that's definitely.
Bro, this happened to me.
I can't read your mind.
I'm not gonna say when, but this happened to me recently where I had the food fight with a girl. I'm just like, can we just eat? Definitely. And we were sitting in the car too, so time was just passing. And I'm like, can I just drive somewhere?
I will say this. I will say this from personal experience. And this is like real shit right here. At this age, I didn't realize that like men. I don't know. This is how I feel. I feel like men are more about like things, goals, and like chasing after something.
Purpose.
And women are more like they're very personal. They're very like focused and driven on people. And like they're easy. Like they're always reading you. Mm. But like men are not always reading their woman. They're not like it's. They're more like, okay, where am I trying to get to next in life? And a woman is like.
That's exactly how it is.
He look like he hungry right now.
Yeah, that's
exactly. Let me make him a meal. Like, they're always reading you. They're always very observative, but they want that same energy back, and it's hard.
Yeah.
Like,
man, and then
I'm not a mind reader. I'm not sitting here. I'm trying to figure out how can I push us forward.
Yeah. Because, like, we know traditionally, you know, if we're talking about traditional, like, we know we have to play more of that provider role.
Yeah.
Play the, like, you got to play the dominant role in the relationship as a man. So you're like, how do I get to a position? How do I keep elevating? How do I build on this? How do I build on that? How do I take care of my family? How do I do this? How do I do that? And you're not really thinking about like, what are we eating for dinner tonight?
Yeah. definitely. I almost want to give this analogy, like, you know how like we would provide the house. Mm-hmm. But we don't really know exactly what's going on in the house.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know like, oh, this couch is there, you know, it's in the living room, or you know, it's wear and tear right now. Mm-hmm. Like, all I know is like I just provide the house.
Yeah.
You build it, I don't really know what's going on. I just trust you to do it. And she's like, no, I want you to still be there with me and take care of it and learn that this couch is getting old.
Yep.
I was like, I don't know, bro. I just
you ever seen the meme?
You handle that.
You ever see the meme where it's like it's a picture and it's a man set up and it's just like a folding chair and a TV and nothing else in the living room?
That's
and
it.
A man is satisfied.
That's it, bro.
He's like, yo, I got my spot. It's a good spot. I'm not even worried about the furniture yet. The furniture will come when it comes. There's a little bit of food and drinks in the fridge. I'm good for now. I'll go pick up a meal if I need to. You know, nothing. I got my chair. I got my TV. I'm good.
That's it. That's
and all a woman will lose their mind in that.
What? That's it? You need wallpaper. You need wall designs. You need a bed frame.
Okay. What you mean? A mattress.
I got a mattress. That's it. That's all I need. The floor is my bed frame.
Yo,
don't ever say that.
Yo,
don't ever say that.
I had a, yo, I'm going to say a quick story. Back in my college days.
Oh, okay.
I was sleeping on the floor. I had the mattress. Well, I was maybe 2 inches above the floor. The bed was set up and there was old wood pallets and the bed was maybe 2 inches off the floor.
I ain't gonna lie, that's decent for a guy in college.
Yeah.
Because most men, their bed is on the floor.
And I was dating, but I had my own spot. I had got my first apartment.
Ooh.
I had my own spot. You know, whatever, we got a spot to pay here. And I was dating this girl at this time and it was crazy because I didn't even think of it at the time. But like, she would come over and we're sleeping together and I look back, I'm like, yo, I had this girl sleeping on my floor, on the bed on the floor for months. And she stuck with it.
Hey, that's a ride or die right there. That's a ride or die right there. Hey, don't ever downplay yourself real quick. Because you said you got your own spot. It was a townhouse. Was it a townhouse?
It was a townhouse.
It was. I would call it a townhouse.
I love that place.
Like you can't be like, I got my own spot. Like, no, I got a townhouse. Yo, the word house is in that name.
Matter of fact, it's where the podcast started.
Yes, it is.
Yo. Episode 1.
Yes.
In that townhouse.
Go check that out. Yes. Yes. We might look a little different. You know, we elevated in. Okay. Anyway. Get a little sidetracked real quick.
All right. Next one. Next one was from a woman.
Confidence is sexy. Being soft and tender is sexier. Why is this so hard for men?
I'm going to explain from a man's perspective.
I don't really fully agree with that, but okay.
Because for men, it's hard. We have this very hard balance. of being vulnerable but not being too vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of women like when you can express your emotions and show a different side of you, but sometimes if it's too much, it might scare them. It's that weird balance, and I don't really know how to explain it. Yeah. But I think that's why a lot of men,
you playing with fire
at yeah that point. I think that's why a lot of men don't show that side, because we're not taught to show that side, and it's like you're gonna think I'm like being weak with you or just expressing too much, like,
yeah, because you posted, because you looked as the provider,
yeah,
you know, a safe place, you're gonna protect her, and then you all soft and tender, and she's gonna be like, wait, I don't really feel as safe with you now, you yeah crumbling,
yeah. What's going on? I think the biggest rule with that is like you have to establish that comfortability with your partner first, because mm-hmm if you're being way too vulnerable at the beginning, then I feel like the woman's gonna be scared off. 100%. She's like, damn, like you're kind of just throwing all your problems at me. Like, yeah. I don't really like that. But you establish that comfortability, you learn each other, you know, then you can kind of express yourself more. And then she wants you to be open and tender. Like, once you're locked in, like, she wants you to express everything. But
yeah, that is true. That is true. And like the woman asked, like, why is that so hard for men? Because men are kind of logical. They kind of like, it's a risk management. It's always safe to just be steadily confident. Mm-hmm. Cause you can never really go wrong with that.
I think it's also like we're also, like you mentioned before,
she's still attracted to you because she, you know, you're confident. She just wishes you would open up more. But if you soft and tender, then you lose her.
Exactly.
So it's like, all right, let me just let me just stick with being confident. Cause,
and I think the way we think is like, all right, I'm stuck in this hole right now. How do I better myself? How do I get out this hole? How do I fix this?
Yeah.
And in our head, we're like, well, telling her doesn't really fix nothing. Not yeah saying she can't help, but I think in our head, we're so focused on fixing the problem that we forget to, like, you know, express the emotions.
Nah, facts, definitely. Like, how, ooh, you sit there and listen to her, she want to sit there and listen to you.
If she the right one.
Ooh, that's key. That's key right there. Damn you. You dropped that gem. That's facts. No, that's facts.
Woo, this next one. This is definitely from a woman. She said, why do men think with their d***s? You want to answer that?
No. You said it. Uh-uh. Why do men think with their eggplant?
I'm sorry. Why do men think with their eggplant?
Why do you think?
No. Why me? We'll give the general answer for men. I think men are just natural, just hunt. And we're in this world of like, we see all these beautiful women and we're blinded by these big booties and big, you know, I can't say it on here, but
that is true.
And we're just like, we're licking our lips off the first look. And we're not even thinking about, is this a good woman? Is this a potential partner? We're just so blinded by, damn, that is a big ass.
Oh my.
For real. I'm being serious. Like, we have
got a bubble on her.
We've all been there. Even if we don't say a word to the woman, like, you might be walking somewhere. You're like, damn.
God. Oh, my God.
And it's like, it's so natural for us to skip over anything we know about the woman. And we're just so focused on what we see.
God just blessed her.
Yeah, and like,
that is true. Yeah.
And then I think, you know, if the man does come up, he's just like thinking with instinct. He's just like, I like what I see. I'm gonna go talk to what I see.
I think a little bit of like a, if you dig deeper into it, I think that's only at like first glance, mm-hmm, and at the beginning. But I think as a man starts to gradually get to know the woman,
oh yeah, yeah,
he's not just thinking with his eggplant. I think that's just only like first glance, first couple of times you meeting each other. I'm just here to get this eggplant.
Yeah, we're just like, the rest will come later. Get the next one.
Why do men act like babies when they are sick?
This is a personal attack.
I ain't gonna lie, I feel offended.
This is a personal.
I'm sick. I'm allowed to act like a baby.
We don't get like this often.
I'm sick. I feel groggy. I don't want to do nothing. I want to cry. I might want to throw up. I feel like
women are always sick, and we're almost never sick. So when we do get sick,
my God, yes, they are.
Always.
My tummy
Why
hurt.
Are y'all always sick?
My tummy hurt. My head hurt. I got a headache.
Did you eat today? I had a strawberry and iced coffee.
I had cottage cheese all day.
Why didn't you eat? It's
6 p.m. What the? What? And y'all been talking?
That's all you. Did you drink any water?
No.
There was ice cubes in the iced coffee.
Like, what? No wonder you got a headache and your stomach hurt.
Oh my god.
And then you fall into the trap. What do you want to eat? I don't know. Girl, you better figure it out.
Yo, it's crazy. It's like universal too. I feel like every man deals with this. But honestly, it's crazy. So I told you before, I was literally sick this week. And I was like, I was sick. I haven't been this sick in probably over a year. And I was like, I feel like a bitch. For real, bro.
If you went to your girl, I feel like you can act like a baby.
I was cuddled up. I was like, yo, like, I felt like I was so vulnerable. I was so vulnerable because I was like, I don't always get like this. Mm-hmm. And I just want someone to take care of me. I feel sick. I want comfort. I want someone to nurture me. I want someone to hold me right now.
What you do for a woman is what you want a woman to do for you in that moment.
Yes.
Tell me everything gonna be okay.
Yes.
I'm gonna recover.
Especially because, again, I know for me personally, I might get sick, like sick, maybe once or twice a year. Like sick.
Yeah, I don't know how. Your immunity system is crazy.
Honestly,
that's a side note, but
I'm
yeah.
literally drinking orange turmeric juice right now.
I swear to God, this man does not get sick. Does not.
I drink my juices.
This man does not get sick. I don't know how you do it.
And the gym. Go to the gym.
I go to the gym.
Consistently.
Okay, you got that.
But for real, I was like, yo, this is my one time a year. I need someone to hold me. I'm going through it right now.
Tell me everything gonna be okay.
I'm being a baby right now.
Tell me.
Okay. This is from a woman. Why are some men afraid of speaking the truth? Say what they mean and mean what they say.
That's a trap.
That's you a trap. Speak on this?
That's a trap. That's a trap. That's a trap. Ooh,
I've been here.
That's a trap.
Oh, I've been here.
That I am hard on that. That is a trap. That is a trap right there. For real.
Yo.
Do not say the truth.
Deny.
Do not tell that. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. I know we got a huge female audience.
It's just so true. The arguments I have had, and it's like they want to get a direct answer from you, and I don't try to sugarcoat it, but I try to like just like be like, all right, I'll say what I say, and hopefully it can stop here.
Don't do it.
And then they dive deeper. They just keep nagging at you.
Don't do it.
And then I say the truth, and just it just erupts.
Don't do it.
What? So that's how you feel?
Run.
Why did I say that?
It's a trap.
Why did I say it?
They not.
Why did? And I fall for the trap every time.
You gotta juggle between telling the truth and sparing her feelings. There's no way. I'm gonna save you the time, the effort, and the trouble. There's no way. Don't do it. Don't fall for the trap.
I'd be falling for it.
Don't do it. You will be looked at no matter what you say as the bad guy.
Bro.
Do not do it.
I try so hard to be as honest as I can possibly be. And when I tell that truth. Boy, when I tell that truth.
You just got to make her feel like, keyword, feel like you told her the truth.
I know.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta make her feel like it.
Be better with my words.
That's it, baby. This is what it is. And you telling a full-blown lie.
My problem is, when I'm telling the truth, I can't sugarcoat it. Because I'm like, this is how I feel.
That's a trap.
The truth come out, and I'm like, oh, damn.
And you regret it every time.
Every time.
And then she crying, and she like, yeah, but now I feel.
And it's like, and I'm like, I gotta backtrack, and I gotta say I didn't mean it, but I did. But I didn't mean it.
I fall for this. And you fall for the trap so many times. You're like, okay, I get it. Just lie.
Deny. Oh. <Yo. laughs> All right, this one, this is personal. Ooh, I don't like this one. This woman said, why the love for watching sports is so deep? It's not that deep.
Ooh, I feel offended.
I'm offended.
Watching Kim Kardashian.
Ooh.
Is not that deep.
Or love any
is,
reality show.
Love is Blind.
The Bachelorette.
Is not that deep. Shout out to Love Island.
Love Island.
I got a lot of friends, but that show.
It's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
You don't need to know who got with who.
What does that do for you? I'm sorry, but like, it's not that deep.
This one has always bothered me because I feel like that's one of the sweetest joys a man can have.
90 days of marriage. It's not that deep. I can name a whole bunch.
You could. Like, it's just so peaceful to, like, it's a scheduled time. Yo, this team and this team is playing 8 p.m., yada, yada. It's only going to happen once. It's not like once. It's not a series of, like, it's a repeated episode. Let's just say it's a game of the week. These teams only meet once a year.
It's live.
It's live. It's real.
This is our moment.
Unlike your shows that are scripted.
This is our moment.
I'm sorry I had to drop that in there. It's live.
Let us have this 2 hours.
Like, I want to see the LA Dodgers win. See, he's silent, but it's okay, though. I had to drop that in there, too. You know, I had to drop that in there, too. I had to see the LA Dodgers win. You know, I want to see LeBron dunk on somebody.
It's true. Now, I mean, it's like anything. If you're excessive with it, if you're in a relationship, and you're giving more time to watching sports and actually being with your girl, that's different.
That's facts.
It's like you shouldn't spend 8 hours a day watching sports and 1 hour with your girl. That's a problem. Seek help.
You can't pay rent because you got all your money.
You're gambling.
Gambling on the sports and you ain't winning.
That's different. But if it's like,
my guy,
you spent all day with your girl,
you got to see it through.
And you want to spend a couple hours watching a game,
let him watch the game.
Let him watch the game. Join him. Fake it.
Bring him a beer.
Like, damn. Act like you into it too. Like, when he sit down and watch your show too. Like, what?
After the game, we could watch the Real Housewives of whatever city you pick.
Right.
We could talk about the gossip. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna see Chad break Barbie's heart all over again, right? Even though he got F-boy written all over him.
You know what I'm saying? And then Chris gonna come in and steal the girl, you know?
What?
So, this one, I like this one. It's from a woman trying to understand about men. She said, how can y'all look fly? How can y'all just look fly on the fly?
Oh, it's simple.
Girl, let me tell you. This is one of my favorite things about being a man. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, you clean today.
How quickly did I throw this fit together? Juan, Cass, how quickly did I put this mother fit together?
30 seconds?
30 seconds.
Maybe 25.
30 seconds? Stop playing with me.
Listen, all we gotta do.
What?
We go in the closet. Bap. Ooh, I look good in this. I look. Bam! What? It's on.
Baby, it's simple. It's style, it's colors, and fit. Just that simple.
With that face to match.
It's just that simple. The colors go. The gray hat with the gray shirt with the denim, with that black denim jacket. Ooh. Like, what? These are neutral colors. I said, what? Neutral? Yeah, I know my colors. Don't play with me.
What do you say?
Straight like that. It's simple, simple. Mm. Go with solid colors. Mm. You could never go wrong.
I know you see this fit. That's just the beauty.
The jewelry gang type ish, you know?
I got the jewelry on, but yeah.
Right with the bracelet with the chain on it. Man, yo, you see the earring? I ain't gonna do
you
it.
You got earrings. The earrings under here, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna do it, but it's easy.
It's honestly one of my favorite things. It's like, we could put together a fit in 30 seconds and look.
Style. We could talk. Whoever had that question, we could talk. We could do a fashion. We could do a little fashion session. We could do it.
I'll send you who wrote that. She actually a big fan of you.
Oh my God. Here we go. She a big fan of us.
Oh no. She has expressed her love for you in past messages.
Does it start with an A?
Oh, so you know.
Or does it start with a C?
So you know.
Which one?
You know your audience. All right, let's transition real quick. So we're going to end off with this.
Don't hate us, fellas.
As we mentioned in the beginning, we're going to talk about guy code. And fellas, we gotta expose some of guy code a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Messengers. Don't shoot the messengers, all right?
Got to see you through, my boy.
So these are things. We're just going to read them off.
Yes.
I'm going to start with this one because this one got a little explanation to it, right? Guy code. When a guy says, I'm tired, I don't feel like talking. There's things it doesn't mean, and there's things it does mean.
Ooh.
So to the woman, it does not mean I want to break up.
No, it don't.
It does not mean, oh my God, you are annoying. It does not mean I'm cheating on you, and it does not mean I don't like you anymore. Things it does mean, simply put, I'm tired, I don't feel like talking. And I feel that so heavy. Oh my God. I know you've been there.
I go through that every day. Oh my God, I go through that every day. Every day, Oh my God. Just take my words at face value, baby. Oh my God. That is what I said is what I said. It doesn't imply anything. What I said is what I said. Oh my God, I felt that in my soul.
I don't know how.
In my heart. Ooh.
And it's like we're tired. And again, this goes back to what we said. We just want to enjoy thoughts about nothing. Simplicity. Peaceful bliss. I don't know how that translates to I want to break up.
Y'all cannot tell you how hard I felt
cheating on you.
How hard I felt that in my soul right now. Like, yo, what I said is what I meant.
Oh my god. Yo,
and you don't love me no more. What?
And the worst is if they do a deep dive into it and they're trying to figure out reasons why you said that and you're just like, oh, I'm just tired.
Guy code. If you beat around the bush with things, dropping only small, subtle hints towards us will not work. You must be direct. We are simple creatures and we love confidence. Mm. What does it not mean? And then what does it mean?
Well, this one's a little different. I'd say it says subtle hints. And sometimes men can't get a hint. We're very simple.
Okay.
Right? So if a woman comes up, which is just rare, mm-hmm. but if a woman comes up, she says, oh my God, I think you're so handsome. We translate that as like, oh my God, she thinks I'm so handsome.
Yes.
But she might say something like, I like your shoes. In her head, it might be like, I think this man is so handsome. But in our head, we're just like, oh shit, should I wear these shoes again? Like,
yeah.
Yo, like, she like these shoes? Like,
you like my shoes? You like my fit? Do I need shoes?
But
hey,
it says you must be direct. We love confidence. So if you had that confidence to be like, I think you're so handsome. What's your name? For us, that's like, ooh, oh my God. That was so simple.
No, facts. Just be simple. Just be direct.
I have actually had a quick story, but that I just said Ooh. That randomly. But
okay,
there was this girl one time, and she was so gorgeous. And she came up to me and said she liked my shoes.
Okay,
and I thought about this moment literally for like 3 months, trying to analyze every single part of that. This was back in college, so like I didn't see her all the time, like. We just saw each other in the hallway.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I hope I see that girl again. Like, that was like, that little compliment right there. I like your shoes. It's like,
you wore them every day. Hoping I see her again. Like,
for real.
Yeah, taking steps like this.
Yeah. And in the moment, I didn't know how to react to it. It's just like, you know, you say thank you. And we're so simple. We're not even thinking, like, I should dive deeper into this. I should talk to her more. I should get her number or something like that. Yeah. You're just so stuck on what she said.
Okay.
Whereas it's like, they came up to you, and obviously it's not common, but they're like, I think you're so handsome.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, hold on. Come here.
Let me talk to you. Because you think it's so subtle, like, oh, I like your shoes, and like, that's it. You just leave it at that.
And you're like, appreciate it. And you're like, wait.
Yeah, like she was dropping the hint, like, or the opportunity, throwing like the alley to you.
Bro.
Like, say something, let's talk.
I was sat there for like 3 months hoping I see that girl.
Compliment me. Nah, that's facts. That's facts. Definitely. I've actually heard like some for some women when they say like nice shoes or when a man wears nice shoes, it says something about like his personality. Like he takes care of himself. Views himself like very highly. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, y'all read that deep into it? It could just be brand new, fresh kicks.
Well, they say a lot of women, the first thing they look at is shoes.
Oh yeah, definitely, 100%. Well, and depending on cultures, I would say, but yeah, definitely for the most part, I can see that. Yeah.
So I get the next one. Guy code, you do not date your best friend's ex-girlfriend. Even if they say they'd be okay with it, you do not do it. It will destroy your friendship. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't even want to mess around with it.
Because that would be a very awkward dynamic when you got to bring her around.
Yes. For me, it's like there's a million other girls. Why would you go for the ex?
That is true.
There's a million other girls you could have chose from.
That is, yeah.
But you love her? I just love her. Why you love her?
No, that's facts.
There are stories of people who do that.
I don't know how they do it.
That's,
I don't know how.
I can't do it.
So awkward.
I cannot do it. Even if I'm just so madly attracted to her, like, I cannot do it.
That's awkward on all three angles. Even for her.
Yeah.
To pull up. Even for like your boy. Like now you gotta look.
What if it goes long term?
I don't know.
Your boy, or you gotta pull up to your boy's wedding. And he's marrying your ex.
I don't know. It all depends on how you look at it. You could look at it like Ray. I think it's Ray J. Is that his name? Mm-hmm. The artist. You could look at it and be like, I hit it first. Or you could look at it like, damn, like you stole my girl.
But I'm talking about like, it said your best friend's ex. So it's not like your best friends. Ray J was best friends with whoever hit after. It's just like.
True.
Your best friend. Like, this is your best friend for life.
Damn.
And you go to the wedding.
It's awkward. Yeah.
That's weird.
Damn.
That's weird.
Men need respect. Most of the time, even more than love. This is true both in private and out with friends. You may love him, to death. But if you continue to belittle him, he'll be gone.
Ooh. Ooh. That's deep.
It's deep, deep.
Whoever wrote that, that's deep.
That's deep, deep. That man was hurt.
That's the worst.
That man was hurt.
As a man, we hate to be belittled.
What?
By your girl, your girl's belittled. Oh, that is like the biggest strip of power from us. It's just like we just feel so weak. Like,
yeah, like, yo, you don't respect me. What?
Especially out in public?
Yeah, that's facts. You can't do that. 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 I feel like that's an unspoken rule. If you in a relationship, you have got to look like a unit. Yes. Out in public.
Yes.
Then when you in private, it's like, yo, I don't like when you how you said that, yeah, or what you said.
And you fix those problems.
Yeah, but like in public, you laugh it off, or you just like we a unit.
That's one of my biggest pet peeves. Luckily, I haven't really dealt with that, but oh man.
No, facts.
I've dealt with it, but not common.
Yeah. Fact. I've seen other men be belittled in public, and I'm like, damn.
And you know, as a man, you're like, damn, he look like a bitch.
It looked terrible on
Yo, you know we're thinking that though. You know we're thinking that. Yo, he like, yo, his girl got him. What?
Bro, fat. I be looking at both of them like they bad. I'm like, damn, why would you disrespect him like that? I'm in public. And then why you take that? Damn, now I see how the whole dynamic be.
Mm-hmm. All right, so a man said, guy code, winky face means DTF. Do not send us winky faces if you don't want to.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of feel that though. I kind of feel that.
Me too.
I feel like that's pretty free. I'm assuming he's talking about texting, right? If you send in a winky face,
yeah,
it's just like, it's freaky.
I'm gonna take that as you feeling me.
Yeah.
And it's DTF.
But DTF.
Because you're not just sending winky faces to everybody.
Yeah.
You're not sending a winky face.
There's a problem.
Yeah.
You ever get the winky face with the tongue out? Or is that? I don't know if I did it right, but.
Yo. Nah, does that mean like you, like it's crazy? It's like a like lighthearted, easy
crazy wink?
Yeah. Like I'm up for some fun. Almost.
That's what I translate it as. Like you a crazy freak.
Yeah.
You're trying to have fun.
That's what it is. That's what I take it as. No, so, I haven't gotten that, but clearly you have. Damn. Like that. It's like that. Like I swear, when I grow up, I want to be just like you.
Don't act like you haven't got that.
I swear.
Every man has got that. Man has got that. Don't do that.
No, I haven't.
Don't do that.
I haven't. Let's go. I don't know what it feels like to be Kaz daddy. No, I don't know.
Because you just get Merry Christmas texts. What can I bring you?
Damn. Oh my. OMG. Geico, never talk shit about other guys to try and get with a girl. That's facts. Especially when I'm
big facts.
Like when you right next to each other and I hate when a dude be trying to like put me down to make himself look.
Just like, bro.
Do you know how sorry you are that the fact that you have to do that?
Bro.
If you was really that guy, you would not have to. Like, I don't even know why you're talking
exactly,
to me.
Exactly. You can't get her on your own. You got to bring me down. You got to bring up my flaws. You got to bring up my past, my fit, whatever.
Like, what? First of all, you're not that guy. I'm sorry. You're not that guy.
That's crazy. I couldn't imagine doing that. I cannot imagine doing that.
Have you ever experienced that?
Luckily, nah. But I could definitely, I could see guys doing that.
Yeah, definitely.
Like usually, and we've experienced it. Like if it's two guys, one girl, two guys, two girls, whatever, we will let them choose.
Yeah.
Like the girl would pick, okay, does she want to talk to me? Does she want to talk to you? We let that happen naturally. I'm not going to put you down so I can go get with her, trying to make her think, oh, Chris is the bad person in this area, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
To raise myself.
It's layers to it. It's layers to it because it says a lot about him trying to put you down. And if she finds that attractive, that he put his friend down, that says a lot about her. You know what, bro? You got her. Go ahead. You got that.
Yeah, at that point, y'all good for each other.
You got that, bro.
Go for it.
You got that. Would you take one for the team? Would you, like, as far as, would you love one of your boys?
Hell no.
Talk down. Like you set it up, though. Like, y'all said, like, no, yo.
That's just dumb. Bro,
are you know what? Matter of fact, not even, like, talk down, but it's, like, putting him on a pedestal. Like you, like I promise you, right? This is like, yo, bro. Like he talking to a girl and you're like, yo, bro. Come up to him like, bro, I appreciate you for letting me borrow the Lamborghini last week.
Oh, see,
when I had a date, You know. But like you put him here and it's not.
Well, that's just hyping him up. But I could hype him up without putting myself down.
But the position of it is like you here, like you did me a favor.
But that's like lighthearted. I'm like, and you got it's that, like, yo. If I say, yo, bro, appreciate you letting me borrow the Lamborghini, that's different than like,
appreciate
yo,
that.
Bro, your shoes would look way better than mine, bro. I got to get like you, bro. Like,
gassing them up.
I'm going to gas you up, but I got to put myself down to gas you up.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that hits different because you're putting yourself in that position.
I'm not going to be like, damn, bro, like, I saw you got that new house. Like, I'm living in, like, a one-bedroom studio. My place sucks, bro. Like,
damn, I'm trying to get like you. Stupid. I'm trying to get like you. Damn, I need a green New York Yankee hat. I need that.
I need the black jacket with the gray on the piece.
I need that. Damn. You got bread like that. That's not even a colors. You just got the colors of money. I'm trying to get like that. What? How much that cost? $50
for a hat?
$50.
That's crazy.
That look customized right there.
That's crazy. You got the Vino hat. Vino Poppy.
I got this off of Amazon. Yeah,
you talking to the Spanish audience.
You said Vino Poppy?
Yeah, you talking to the Spanish audience.
What?
Check us out, all that good stuff. Again, we're going to say Happy New Year.
Happy New
Year. All month of January, we're saying it. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Also, we got to say this too. We got a season break approaching.
Yes.
So stay tuned for this next few episodes. Keep rocking it with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a whole catalog for you to go check out all that stuff. We got all the clips on TikTok, IG, YouTube Shorts, all that good stuff.
Yes.
Appreciate y'all.
Yes.